Heavenly Father, open our ears to hear your voice. Open our eyes to see you even in our midst. Open our hearts that by your Spirit you would change us to be more like yourself. Because we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. For those of you with a computer in your home and with an email address, in these last few months, there has been a revolution in the home. No, not a revolution, but more of a resurrection. For something that had died off, something that had been lost from the home and the kitchen, from the years of my childhood, is back. What is it? It is the coupon. Did you know it's back? Coupons that I remember my mum used to exchange in the supermarket have now come back, albeit on the internet. And what a joy it is to know that out there somewhere, someone is struggling to get me and to get you a better deal. Haggling and negotiating with restaurants, shops and businesses to get us a deal that we dare not miss. Something that we cannot live without. So here are some of this week's unmissable deals. Three-course Sunday brunch in London's Mayfair. That's a whole lot of use here in Northern Ireland. But it is 51% off. A four-star stay for two with dinner and breakfast in Surrey. But it is only £99. A Moroccan spa for two with full body mud mask. Anyone interested? It's only £79. A 10-week course in graphic design. Now there's a bargain. £699. Made to measure suits. Only £399. Two beautiful U contouring body suits. I can just see it. Only for £12. Foot arch supports for when I have those high heels on. £5.99 instead of £15. Only £39.99 for a super comfy outdoor bean bag. An outdoor bean bag. Gonna make lots of use of that right now. And then what about the 60% discount off of the cost of cropped leggings? I could probably see the church wardens with them. Or a body fat analyzer, just £4. I really don't think I've need of one of them. So as for this week's bargains, probably not. All of these bargains and experiences have been tailored apparently for for me. In these times of challenging economic hardship, these are the things allegedly that I should be spending my money on. These are the things that will bring me satisfaction and fulfillment. To be honest, how on earth I ever manage without them is a total mystery. Not. But all joking aside, though these discounts may be excellent, though they do make the things much more desirable, but they're not really what I need. And they're definitely not going to bring me a sense of fulfillment and wholeness. They're not going to bring you that sense of fulfillment and wholeness either. But what is going to bring us that fullness of life that Jesus talks about in St. John's Gospel? Because today we live in times of huge dissatisfaction. Today, increasingly, we live in an age when the things we have relied upon in the past are letting us down. And perhaps the people we have relied on as well. I don't know if you heard it clearly enough, but at the end of that very short gospel reading in Luke 8 was a very simple rhetorical question. The words almost came back at us, the words of the disciples. They said, "Who is this? Who is this that even the winds and the waves obey him?" Who was it that was asking that question? It was those who were in the boat with Jesus. The disciples. They had already decided to leave families and to leave their work behind to follow him. And yet, they still say of him, "Who is this that even the winds and the waves obey him?" They just hadn't understood his amazing power, his amazing potential in their lives. And so suddenly they're in the boats, they take hold of it. They're in the boat, they grasp it for the first time. These few verses mark their coming to terms with the fact that Jesus had so much more to give them, that he could really, genuinely, and powerfully